This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell U.S. senators that court should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for her confirmation hearing that begins this Monday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen describes the situation. The Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused one another on Monday of launching new attacks in and around the Nagorno-Karabakh region, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said that its military positions had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of the region, but populated and governed by ethnic Armenians, said its forces had repelled Azeri army attacks. The ceasefire had already been badly frayed on Sunday when Azerbaijan said it launched airstrikes against an Armenian regiment following what it said was an Armenian rocket attack on a civilian apartment building. And again, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett set to discuss her confirmation sometime today.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she is resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is VOA News. China says that detained Australian writer Yang Hengjun has been indicted for espionage. China's foreign ministry said his case is currently being heard by a Beijing court. The 55-year-old blogger was detained by Chinese authorities in January 2019 after arriving from New York. He has been held in a Beijing detention facility with no access to his family while his wife remains in China. Yang told his family in a message last month that he was innocent and would never confess to something he has not done. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN Sunday that his comments have been taken out of context in a campaign ad for President Donald Trump. Fauci said the ad released Saturday as Mr. Trump recovers from the coronavirus was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of him saying, "I can't imagine that anyone could be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. During that interview, Fauci said, "At the time, I'm down at the White House virtually every day with the task force. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstance that anybody could be doing more." A Trump campaign communications director, Tim Murtaugh, responded to Fauci's comments about the ad, telling CNN that these are Dr. Fauci's own words. The video is from a nationally broadcast television interview in which Dr. Fauci was praising the work of the Trump administration. The words spoken are accurate and directly from Dr. Fauci's mouth. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest points recently throughout the Midwest United States, but that is not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in that region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Antler.
Malaysia's police said Monday that they have asked the opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim to give a statement after they received complaints about names of lawmakers appearing in news media reportedly backing his claim to the premiership. Anwar last week announced he had been granted an audience with the King Al Sultan Abdullah on Tuesday to present documentation of the strong and convincing majority.